No restrictions, no limitations. Can't be held up, can't be stopped. Rolling on, rolling on. Tiger Woods about to be in the hunt. He said he's ready. Others think he's ready to win the U.S. Open. We'll see. Tiger said he's ready. He's kind of talking that talk, kind of walking that walk. I mean, not making predictions, not boasting at all, but he's kind of got that. You kind of starting to get that Tiger feel, and nobody can tell you more about it than Kevin Cameron. But we got I guess we got to do the baseball thing first, huh?
No, let's do golf since you started there, Bill. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the U.S. Open.
Well, I heard Tiger on the radio this morning. He sounded very confident. He kind of offered some innuendo that a little of this and a little of that, and it just kind of sounds like he's getting close.
Yeah. Well, again, Bill, as I've always said, when you play good golf, I believe it's just a matter of time before you have a breakthrough and you win. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to be this weekend or if it's going to be another weekend, but I think he has an opportunity. However, let me just give you some of the storylines for the U.S. Open. Now, the U.S. Open will be played at in New York, June 14th through the 17th, so Thursday through Sunday of this week. And one of the things about Tiger Woods, he attempts to break his 10-year major drought. Did you hear me, Bill? I said 10 years. He has not won a major in 10 years. What other sport does this happen in with the same player or team has an opportunity to win a major championship after 10 years? Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, but one does come to mind, as amazing as that is.
Okay.
I would bet you George Foreman was in and around that number when he knocked out.
Wow, that's a good one, Bill.
I mean, just popped in my head. I bet you George was out of commission 10 years or more when he knocked out Michael Moore.
That's a good one, Bill. I don't give you credit a whole lot here, man.
No, you do not. No, you do not.
But I have to give you credit on that one. But
not many. Not many, to be sure. And certainly no teams after
right,
that long.
Right. So if Tiger wins, it will be the 15th major, and he'll be three away from tying the great Jack Nicklaus.
So you're still holding on to Tiger winning four majors.
I think he'll win five. I think he'll win five.
Hold us, Tiger.
Tiger should be, Phil is 48, so I believe Tiger is 42 maybe. I would have to look it up. Late 30s or somewhere around early 40s,
it's
I would
remarkable.
Say.
I think if he wins another major, it's remarkable. After all he's been through, after all he's gone through,
mm-hmm.
I think if he wins another one, it would be major. But I mean, a major deal. But to win another three, four, or five majors, man.
Yeah, and talking about Phil, he's actually going for his career Grand Slam at age 48. So when you take all the majors, this is the major that he needs to win to actually complete the Grand Slam. So it'd be interesting to actually see how well Phil plays. And think about this, Bill. Of the world's top 25 golfers, 12 have yet to win a major. So that just goes to show you how difficult winning a major is. And matter of fact, 9 of the last 10 major winners have been first-time champs in the U.S. Open. So that means, you know, normally the winner is someone probably you haven't heard of much because they haven't been doing a lot of winning. So that really bodes well for someone that has not won a major, because this is the major where that happens more than not. You know, 9 out of 10, 90%. So there's really a good opportunity. So, you know, back to Tiger. Tiger's tee time is actually 1:47 on Thursday, and he will play with the world's number one golfer, Dustin Johnson, who just won last week. And he will also play with Justin Thomas, and they'll tee it up again Friday morning at 8:02. So
I think someone offered this morning that no golfer has ever won the U.S. Open that won a tournament previous to it. That's one of the that's one of the things they were putting out. So Dustin would not be able to, suggesting that Dustin wouldn't win the Open because he just won a previous tournament. So it's been suggested that no one has won the U.S. Open that is that has won a tournament previous to it.
Yeah, well, something is going to have to break because
now that shocked the hell out of you, didn't it? I had some golf information.
Yeah, you did. I'm impressed. I know that caught
you.
I'm
impressed. That caught you a little bit speechless.
Now, you know, something else from a stat standpoint, I would like to point out. A golfer from the U.S. has won the U.S. Open in each of the last 3 years, but haven't won four straight since 1982 through 1993 when they won 12 in a row. So, again, something is going to have to break. Either they're going to win to continue the streak, or it will not happen because – you know, it hasn't happened since the 1982 through 1993 time frame.
How many times has Tiger won the Open, and is this one of those courses that's better for his winning opportunity than others?
Well, the U.S. Open, how many times he won, I would have to look that up. I could let you know that in a minute. But this is the type of course I would think he will have a real good opportunity to win on because it's a links-style golf course that is 7,445 yards long. So it's the ninth longest course on the PGA Tour. And just to give you an example of the longest, which is the Torrey Pines South course, which plays at a length of 7,698 yards. So the course this weekend or this week is actually close to 200 yards away from the longest course on tour. So Tiger hits the ball a long way. So I think that would give him an advantage over many of the others. Dustin Johnson, he could hit the ball a long way as well. I think he's probably the number one. He has the number one driver on tour. So given that it's a links-style course, too, where you get the roll, you know, once you do hit it a long way, that actually works in their favor. So, again, from a U.S. Open standpoint, it should really be a very good tournament, more especially, as I indicated, with the parents that they put together as well, Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas.
Well, are you predicting Tiger wins this one, or if not, who do you think will win?
I'm not predicting anything when it comes to golf tournaments because, again, these guys are so good. Every tournament, legitimately, there could be 20 golfers that could win the tournament. So when you have, you know, 20 possibilities – It's really hard to pick someone. As you indicated with Dustin Johnson, who's the number one golfer in the world. He just won last week in Memphis at the tournament in Memphis, the St. Jude tournament. And he's coming in as number one, but it's never been done in U.S. Open history where someone won the previous week that won the U.S. Open based on what you said.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not into to making a prediction, but I will say that I believe that Tiger Woods is in the running for sure.
Well, speaking of predictions, if I can flip the switch just a little bit, I'm going to predict that Terrell Owens will walk back on his position of not attending the Football Hall of Fame induction and come to his senses, if you will, and show up. Now, those of you that follow the sport or follow sports in general know that Terrell Owens has finally been inducted into the National Football League Hall of Fame. I think this is his third running attempt to be inducted. While many thought that he should have been inducted on the first run, I think Terrell Owens will tell you that his stats are right there. with Jerry Rice and several other the greats. So what do you think? Does he show up?
I'll tell you what I think. And I had the pleasure of being on Trev's show this past week, Urban Media Today Talk Sports. And again, that airs every Saturday from 8 a.m.
You were with the varsity,
to 6 p.m.
You were with the varsity squad.
Hey, they brought it strong, man. They brought it strong, more especially, you know, once we start talking about baseball as well. Shout out to my boy Ray. He really put it down. But where was I? I was talking about Terrell Owens. Yeah. But what I said on their show, I'll say the same thing on our show. I have a solution. And, you know, it would just blow up social media and it would be all kind of exposure on this. I mean, I think my boy Terrell Owens need to just go to Pete Rose and say, could you do this honor for me? Let Pete Rose do the take the honor and go up there and accept and accept on his behalf.
So what Pete do you gets think in something that? Somehow.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Right. I mean,
a little bit of a stretch, but I actually think that Pete and Barry and McGuire and all those guys get in before it's all said and done.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, Barry Bonds, he definitely, you know, falls in that particular category. But outside of, you know, having Pete Rose accept for Terrell Owens, I think it's really a great opportunity for Terrell Owens. But, again, it's his decision as far as what he wants to do.
Did he say yet exactly why he does not want to show up for the induction ceremony? I know he's announced that he's not going to be there. And I think he said he had some other matters to attend to.
I think we all know.
Yeah, but did he say it? Has he said it?
I haven't heard anything. Yeah. Trev, have you heard anything?
Isn't that the juvenile way out?
What do you think, Trev? Let's get your opinion in here.
You made reference to the show on Saturday, and I'll keep this one quick. I kind of provoked you guys into a conversation, and that was my intent. Just playing the other side of that as an athlete. He doesn't owe the fans anything. He doesn't have to show up if he doesn't want to. He said he has somewhere else that he'd rather be to celebrate this significant part of his life. And I know we had mentioned something about his grandmother. I think Ray said something or mm-hmm. Vince said something. And my response to that was, well, maybe he's going to spend it with his grandmother, who might be more important. And also, in reference to that, we as fans, I think that, and you guys can relate, we look at these players like they owe us something, and it's, we choose to support them, okay? And once they reach a certain point in their life, if they reach a certain plateau, if they decide they want to celebrate it the way they want to celebrate it, who are we to tell them how they should be celebrating? Mm-hmm. That was my point there. And I was being devil's advocate, of course, Bill, because me, you know, we've all been athletes. If I reach that plateau, I'm going.
I think he got to go. I think he got to take the high road. I think he got to be the bigger man, all those analogies, and go and not only show up, excuse me, but be maybe a hair better than Michael and not come down on everybody for for all the things you've been wanting to say publicly for years. You know, let greatness speak for itself. And if I were, of all the things I loved about Michael, and I'm, you know, I've got a mafioso attitude. I don't forgive or forget. But okay. I understand why Michael said the things he said, and there's a lot of things he had been waiting to say. But I would say to Terrell, you're in. Everybody knows you should have gotten in sooner. Show up, be the bigger man, take the high road, and slap him in the face with professionalism.
Okay, so if I can just ask, number one receiver of all time, I think indisputably it is Jerry Rice.
Agreed.
We all agree to that?
Agreed.
Who's number two? Is it Randy Moss or is it Terrell Owens?
Well, Randy Moss will tell you it's Randy Moss.
Who do you think?
Statistically, and I don't have it in front of me, I'm thinking Terrell Owens' statistics are better than Moss's. But if I had to pick which guy I want in my Super Bowl game, I'm taking Moss.
You know, Terrell Owens, he performed at the top level with a broken leg in the Super Bowl?
He broke his foot.
Broke
He's running on a broken foot. All right.
So what you think, Trav?
Randy Moss is a freak, though, man. Yeah, you know that.
Randy Moss is just a beast coming out of Marshall. I mean,
think about this, man. Think about this. If you can't win in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady, doesn't that say a lot?
Well, it's a team effort. Doesn't say a lot about any of the individuals. It's a
yeah,
team,
I don't see that being on the receiver. Not at all. If you're going to make Tom Brady who Tom Brady is.
But you would be able to do that.
No, you can't win a Super Bowl by yourself. No, of course not. It's a team game.
I would put that on Tom Brady because everybody's calling him the GOAT, but I wouldn't put that on Randy Moss or anybody that played with him.
If any individual gets blamed for the loss of a football game, it's going to be the quarterback.
So who do you like, Trev?
I don't know, man. When you said that, a lot of receivers came to mind. I mean, Jerry Rice stands on the pinnacle by itself, but don't sleep on Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald puts it in, but then when you look at the flash, man, how do you overlook somebody like a Randy Moss? How do you overlook Chris Carter? How do you overlook
I have no trouble taking John Stallworth
day. And how do you overlook but even Lynn Swann?
But these two, Terrell Owens or?
Oh, or Randy Moss?
Or Randy Moss.
Ooh, Terrell. I'm going with T.O.
I think I'm going with T.O. too.
I think I'm going with Randy Moss, and I'm remembering, just like I said about Dr. J, when you talk about great forwards of the game, and there's so many of them and their quality, but there was something about Dr. J, man, that was downright freakish. Off the chart, unbelievable. Did he just do that? And Randy Moss had that. Randy Moss had that one-hand grab with a cat hanging on him and then stepping over him. You know, that freak stuff.
That's good, and I feel you on that when I think about Randy Moss. But when you think about T.O., T.O. had that, and then he had that bravado. Like, I mean, Randy Moss had it too, but T.O. had that bravado where he'll flex on you. Like when he lifted weights without his shirt on in the driveway.
And then
you're playing for Philly?
And I think.
And get in your face.
And I think the tiebreaker with this is probably when someone can make a comment, bring your popcorn. Right?
And back it
up. Bring your popcorn.
And back it up.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a little bit off the Owens wagon because of those kinds of things that he did that Moss didn't do. Some of that self-entitlement stuff. But I'll tell you something that I saw Terrell Owens do. Did you ever see the TMZ thing on Terrell Owens when he jumped up on the mailbox?
No, I never saw it.
When he was thinking about coming back, he was out a year, I guess, and couldn't get signed, and TMZ stopped him in jeans and street shoes coming out of a restaurant, and they said, are you really trying to make this comeback, Terrell? And he said, watch this. And he stood beside a U.S. mailbox and without stretching one way or the other jumped up both legs at the same time on the mailbox. It's a complete vertical up on top of the mailbox. And it was amazing. I mean,
well, let me ask you this though, Bill. Did T.O. make Donovan McNabb better? Because the two of them would get into it on the sidelines, but on the field.
It'd be hard to tell based on their action, because I don't think either one of them speak to each other today, do they?
Probably not. Yeah. But I'm just looking, when I'm thinking about, because you were talking about Randy Moss and T.O. Mm-hmm. I mean, Randy Moss, I love Randy Moss because I think you could put any quarterback back there, Randy Moss would have helped that quarterback look good because he could stretch the field. T.O. is just tougher. I mean, I just think T.O. was like a basher. Like, he's going to run you over. He doesn't have to stretch the field. He's going to run you over.
More force, and Moss is more finesse. Yeah, yes. I'll give you that.
And you know what? T.O., he's not even going to his induction ceremony, so I'm not even sure why we're spending this time talking about him.
Again, I'll say this. I think somebody gets in his ear and he changes his mind, and I think he shows up. But there's a whole lot of people who won't care. There's a whole lot of people that he got on their nerves while he's playing.
I'm sure.
Ain't going to care if he shows up or not.
And they probably feel justified now as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, since you got into the NFL with Terrell Owens, let's talk about mandatory minicamp is going on for a lot of teams in the NFL. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, mandatory OTAs going on, organized team activities right now. And I heard Antonio Brown give the media some choice words as far as how he feels that he's being treated by the media. So I guess he put them in their place. So I'm not sure if you had an opportunity to listen to what Antonio Brown said.
I did hear it, and I think it's I'll be honest with you. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. getting paid a lot of money. You love the media when they show your greatness. You can't not love the media when they're hounding you. Mm-hmm. I think like a movie star, like a TV star, it comes to territory. You gotta grin and bear it. And I think that whining that he's doing is unnecessary. I listen to it. I mean, his points are relevant.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, there should be, you know, some degrees that the media backs off, but you know, for a great football player who is a social media fanatic himself and brings some of that stuff on himself, nah, I ain't buying it. You know,
yeah, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, shut up and play ball in that case. You know, but if you're, you know, if you're,
you know, Bill, a lot of people get mad when people use that phrase, "shut up and play." Well, I'm just putting it out there, man.
Well, listen, okay, they can get mad. Shut up and play. And I said it. And he knows where to find me. And if Antonio wants me, he knows where to find me.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to keep you safe.
Well, I think I'm safe, but I think the offensiveness depends on where it comes from. But if an old white guy sitting on top of the White House offers that in a negative manner, that's one thing. If a brother offers it to another brother, I think it's okay. So, yeah, shut up and play ball. Quit whining. You're making a zillion.
Some people might think you're selling out now. I mean,
no, nobody's going to think that.
I'm just saying. I'm just nobody's putting
gonna,
it out there.
Well, nobody's going to think that about me. That's for sure. Ain't nobody going to think that about me for sure. Because, look, and I'm telling you this, you know, what's the, you know, if you're an actress and you have a child and you're out, you know, shopping, yeah, media needs to back off that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But when the media is doing, you know, trying to get a scoop on you, you know, it's relatively easy for you to sidestep all that stuff. And so I don't think he has any room to complain.
Okay, so let's talk about some other things going on around the league in the NFL. Andrew Luck, guys, missed a whole 2017 season recovering from a shoulder injury. He finally threw in practice on Tuesday. Now, he said the ball was a lot smaller than the regulation ball. So why that happened, I have no clue. I mean, is he still that far away from throwing a regular football?
Well, I guess he's played below expectation ever since his second year, I suppose. You know, injuries are injuries. What are you going to do? If you're hurt, you're hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's faking. I don't think too many people do any faking. And I think most guys want to play. And if you're hurt, you're hurt. So all you can do is wishing the best.
Okay. And then the other thing before we transition to Major League Baseball, the Arizona Cardinals, David Johnson, the running back, you know, he's holding out. So he's in his last year of his rookie deal, and he's looking for a new contract. So he's a heck of a running back. So I think he should get paid. Normally I err on the player side when it comes to getting paid, more especially when you earn it.
Well, Jerome Bettis was on the radio today too when he was asked about Le'Veon Bell getting paid. And he, in a very polite manner, offered, "We don't know the circumstances. We don't know what ownership is doing and why. We don't know what the market bears." He basically said everybody outside of management should leave it alone and let it take care of itself. And I couldn't agree more. Everybody on the planet should get paid as much as they can get paid doing what they do. And if the people giving you the money can afford to pay you, they should pay you. And anytime somebody gives you $20 million, you know they got 10 times that amount of money that they keep in their hip pocket. So everybody should get paid as much as they can get paid. Because okay, one swipe and you're done. And leave me 2 minutes because I got some community stuff I got
to
run.
Yeah, you're trying to filibuster all the time anyway because you don't want to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, get your 2 minutes in on the Pirates because you shouldn't be able to shouldn't take that long.
Yeah, well, again, the Pirates in fourth place, 32-34, Bill. On Monday night, I was watching that Arizona game. And in the seventh inning, the Pirates winning 5-0. I went to bed. I woke up in the morning, and we lost 9-5.
Well, and I know you have nothing good to say about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're in a little bit of a slump. They'll regroup, and I expect that they'll still win 80 games.
Okay. You're dreaming. You're dreaming. Wake up again. But go ahead. You have your 2 minutes.
Well, listen, I just want to make sure everybody knows that Achieving Greatness Incorporated annual Safe Summer Programs for Youth is in effect. We've been to two Pirate games already. And our joint venture with the Highland Park Tennis Association, getting kids down there for tennis lessons on Saturday mornings, is in full effect. Every Saturday at the Highland Park Tennis Court, Staten Avenue, lower level, 9:30 to 11. You just show up with your shorts and tennis shoes and T-shirt. We have rackets and balls and everything you need to learn how to play the game. The Highland Park Tennis Court Tennis Association, as Joe alluded to, is just a great, great organization. But our next trip coming up is a horseback riding trip. Taking kids horseback riding at Rolling Hills out in Bridgeville. So we're looking for a couple things. If you have a couple kids that want to go horseback riding between ages 8 and 16, give us a call, 412-628-4856. And we're looking for sponsorship. It takes a few dollars to get this done. Anybody wanting to help sponsor such an event and come out and be a part of it and come out and touch the horses and see the delight of the kids' face when they get on top of a horse for the first time in their life. Now, one of the things that we're doing to help raise money for that event, Trev, Kev, get ready. We're going on the road again. It's the reunion of the Truly Yours Models and the Sensation Models. One night only, last call, grandstand fashion show at the Racquet Club in Monroeville, Saturday, July 7th, 7 o'clock. There will be a grand fashion show featuring some of the finest women in Pittsburgh. And a couple gentlemen as well, including Warren Wilson and Ernie Bay, are going to be in the show. It will be a presentation of the Pittsburgh Public Service Awards that evening to outstanding community groups that serve the community. And last but not least, Roland Ford, the line dance king, will be on hand to do line dancing until the clock runs out. So give us a call. It's hot fun in the summertime. The fireworks still popping after the 4th of July. Saturday, July 7th, fashion show, line dance party, and awards program.
And I just want to add, before we end the show, we talked about Tiger Woods' age, and he is 42 years old.
42, very good. So 412-628-4856, Achieving Greatness, Inc. And next week, we're going to have several of those models here who happen to be athletes as well. So look forward to finally having some beauty in this room, and I don't have to look at these hard legs for 3 hours.
Yeah, you could look at that 75-year-old woman.
Yeah, well, you have to see her, kid, before you don't knock it until you see it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being a part of the show once again. Soul Take Champions Live has been live. Look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, champions aren't born, they're made.
Soul Take.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
To advertise on Urban Media Today and Urban Media Today Radio, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.